Thought, A Word Fitly Spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. I think, therefore I am. Thus reasons man. But the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are vain. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 20. God is not in all his thoughts. Psalm 10 verse 4. Man's thoughts are an abomination unto the Lord. Proverbs 15 verse 26. The thoughts of his heart are evil continually. Genesis 6 verse 5. His thoughts are of iniquity and evil against the righteous every day. Isaiah 59 verse 6 and Psalm 56 verse 5. Man thinks his name will continue forever. Psalm 49 verse 11. He thinks he can escape the judgment of God. Romans 2 verse 3. But he knows not the thoughts of the Lord. Micah 4 verse 12. And all his thoughts shall perish at death. Psalm 146 verse 4. As he thinks in his heart, so he is. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Since God knows and judges our thoughts, Scripture also exposes evil thoughts in the church that actually oppose the kingdom of God. 2 Chronicles 13 verse 8. Jesus, being God, knew the hidden thoughts of those who opposed him. He condemned the wickedness of the Jews who thought they were children of God because they were children of Abraham. Matthew 3 verse 9, who thought that studying the Scriptures alone could save them, and who thought that Moses would approve of them. John 5 verse 39 and verse 45. They thought Jesus guilty of blasphemy and worthy of death. Mark 14 verse 64, and later thought they did God's work even as they killed God's own children. John 16 verse 2. Members of the church have thought many foolish things. The rich fool thought much about a long life of ease, but never about dying that night. Luke 12 verse 1. Simon thought the Holy Spirit could be bought. Acts 8 verse 20. Peter thought Jesus needed his protection. Matthew 25 verse 53. Some thought it unlawful to pay taxes, that Jesus came only to bring peace, or that his kingdom would immediately appear. Matthew 22 verse 17, chapter 10 verse 34, and Luke 19 verse 11. Others thought their spirit wasn't prone to envy, or thought they could receive from God what they asked in unbelief. James 4 verse 5 and chapter 1 verse 6. Scripture, therefore, warns us against many thoughts to which we are prone. Being proud, we are exhorted not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Romans 12 verse 3. To think we are something when we are nothing. Galatians 6 verse 3. To think that we know everything. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 2. Or to think more than what is written. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 6. Being weak, we are not to think we are free from the danger of falling. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Being Christ's, we are not to think that we are alone in suffering trials. 1 Peter 4 verse 12. And being well cared for by Christ, we are to take no thought about tomorrow, and to take no thought for our life, about what to eat, what to drink, or about our body, what to put on. Matthew 6 verse 25 and 34. Scripture also acknowledges, commends, and urges us to good thoughts. The Lord, who understands the imaginations of our thoughts, declares that the thoughts of the righteous are right. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9 and Proverbs 12 verse 5. He promises that when we commit our works unto him, our thoughts will be established. Proverbs 16 verse 3. By God's grace we think upon his name. Malachi 3 verse 6. And in his temple think upon his loving kindness. Psalm 48 verse 9. And rather than think on what is false and corrupt, unjust and unholy, ugly and evil, which things too easily occupy our thoughts, the Lord exhorts us to think on whatsoever is true and honest, is just and pure, is lovely and good, and whatsoever is of virtue and praise. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 5 and Philippians 4 verse 8. Especially amazing and comforting are God's thoughts. His thoughts are very deep. Psalm 92 verse 5. what he thinks shall come to pass. Isaiah 14, verse 24. We can think to do evil, but God means it for good to his own. Genesis 50, verse 20. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 8. And Christ, who being in the form of God, and thought it not robbery to be equal with God, is able to do exceedingly more than we think. Ephesians 3, verse 20. He understands our thoughts, and declares unto man his thought. Psalm 139, verse 2, and Amos 4, verse 13. His thoughts toward us cannot be numbered. Psalm 40, verse 5. Our Lord thinks upon us for good. Nehemiah 5, verse 9. He thinks upon the poor and needy. Psalm 40, verse 17. He thinks peace toward us, not evil. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And in deep love, merciful grace, and exceeding power, he brings into captivity our every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. What a thought!